Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. We'll get to some NFL stuff in a couple of minutes, but first, the Mickey Callaway Report, served to you by Casamigos Tequila. Try Añejo Tequila straight up. It's aged 14 months in bourbon barrels and is incredibly creamy and delicious. The manager of the Mets is Mickey Callaway. Mickey, what's going on?
Well, I'm doing all right. How are you?
All right, Mickey, it's been
on.
A...
Every time I get on, you start talking about tequila. I need some of that.
Well, you do. That's our sponsor. Casamigos will send you some if you want. So,
Yeah, heck yeah.
Here's the deal. Last week, rough week. You get home, you get a vote of confidence. First, what did that mean to you?
You know what? I always kind of felt that way from the front office. I mean, it's nice to come out and hear, just given the narrative that was out there. It's nice for the players to get to hear that. For myself, because we need to go out there and relax and try to win games. We can't be worried about external things. We know they're going to creep in from time to time, but we want to do our best to block all that out. And I'm glad it was addressed.
You got hit hard in a lot of places, and by me too, for not disciplining. You know, in retrospect, did you do the right thing? And if you did, tell me why.
Yeah, you know what? We have conversations, internal conversations with these guys that no one knows about. Did he not run balls out? Yes. He's got to be better than that. He understands that. We saw him hit a double the other night. He had his fastest first to second time in his career, I think, per StatCast, or at least since StatCast has been going on. So he understands it. He understands that can't happen, and he knows the bind that he put the whole organization in. You know, when you do stuff like that, you have to have tough conversations, and sometimes, you know, there's going to be this frenzy out there that doesn't need to be there, and it's a distraction, and it can't happen.
At any time in the last week, and then I'll get on to the last two games, which were more positive. Any time in the last week when things got bad, did this team see or hear your anger?
They hear my anger a lot. You know, it's just something that it usually happens one on one. You know, I really don't believe in, you know, blowing the place up. I think what that does is just make me feel good for 30 minutes, and it's not productive. So, you know, when I have to have tough conversations, I get angry, and it's usually one-on-one. I don't believe in showing guys up in front of others. And, you know, many a player has felt that over the years, and I'll continue to do that, and I'll continue to do the other in the right way in the right setting.
All right, three things. First of all, McNeil, not in the lineup tonight. Will he play tomorrow afternoon, or is it worse than that?
We don't know yet, to tell you the truth. We're just trying to get through the day and see how he does during the game with treatment, and then we'll see how he comes in the morning. You know, it's serious enough where we can't use him today, and that's going to hurt us.
All right, three things that have come out today. Let's talk about them. Number one, Diaz will not be limited to one-inning saves. What's your new plan?
You know, obviously today, since he's thrown a couple days in a row, you're not going to see him out there for four outs or you know, two innings in a tie ball game if he has an efficient first inning. But, you know, we sat down after the game last night. Our last two games were opportunities where we might have been able to use him for four outs, and it made it tough on us because we didn't get to do that. So, you know, where we're at, where we're at in the standings, where we've been playing as a ball club, we need this guy to get more than three outs. And we
is
feel
he
like
a willing participant? Is he
oh,
willing?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's always been willing. You know, this is something that we kind of put in place this offseason to try and maximize, you know, who we have. And unfortunately, we haven't been getting the job done in the eighth very smoothly. So he's going to have to come in the eighth at times to get an out.
Number two, Dom Smith will now get a role in the outfield.
He will. You know, I think all these things are just based on necessity. You know, if everything's clicking good and everybody's performing the right way, you have a plan going in, and if that works, you can stick to that plan. That plan has not worked. We have injuries. You know, Davis is basically our third outfielder tonight, and he's starting in left. So Dom has been taking some fly balls. He took a bunch of fly balls today, and he's going to be ready to get double switched in or start in the outfield if need be.
All right, Nitto becoming DeGrom's catcher. There's been this idea, well, the numbers show that he's much better with him. There's not yet a comfort level. Let's just put it nicely. There's not yet a comfort level with DeGrom and Ramos. Is that now permanent?
No. They, Ramos and DeGrom has had a couple of good games. They've had a few bad games. There's no denying that. Today was more, you know what, we play a four-game set against the Washington Nationals. And we want Ramos to catch three out of four. Why catch three in a row if you don't have to? Why not maximize the rest and catch him two games, rest one, and catch his third, the fourth game? You know, it's kind of like if you had two racehorses,
right,
and you had a main racehorse and your second racehorse, and they could only run three out of four. You're not going to run your main guy the first three races. You're going to kind of spread them out. So that's the idea behind it.
So it's, you have not gone to him having his own personal catcher yet?
No, actually, I've told him the opposite. I told him, hey, Ramos is
does
here
he
for
want
a couple
that?
Years.
Does he want that?
No, he's not indicated to me that. Now,
okay, but his numbers with Nitto are tremendous.
Yes, he has indicated that he feels comfortable with Nitto and that Ramos and he are still working. But he's never said, hey, I need Nitto to catch me. That's just not who DeGrom is. He's going to go out there and compete no matter who's on the field with him.
Yeah, we have seen some great pitchers who had their own catches, some of the best of all time. Are you against that?
I think in the right circumstances, I'm for that. I don't think that circumstance is ours at all. For this reason, once you start catching Nitto for just DeGrom, then Nitto's going to be playing two out of every four games. And I don't think we're the best team that way. I have faith in Nitto, but Ramos is our starting catcher. You know, if we were splitting time like we were last year between the two catchers, then we would do that. But I don't think that's our situation at this moment. I think Ramos needs to be our starting catcher until he proves us otherwise.
How concerned are you with Cano's performance?
Concerned enough where, we've been digging deep. You know, I think Cano, throughout his career, has been able to right the ship on his own. We've been digging deep and sitting in, watching video, took him out by himself this afternoon and had early work on the field, hitting with a little bit more velo coming out of the hand. So we're working probably more diligently with Cano than he's used to in the past because he was able just to kind of figure it out himself. So we're doing everything. We're turning over every leaf to try and help him out here.
And, I mean, has he made any statements about what he thinks the issue is? I mean, this is a guy who's been a borderline Hall of Famer.
Yeah, you know what? You know what we've kind of diagnosed at this point is he's not getting his front foot down. You know, it's late, so it's making his bat late, and then he's having to cheat. So he's really got to get that front foot down on time so he can use his hands because he has some of the best hands in the game. Right now he's just kind of stiff and rolling over the ball to second and first and not using those good hands he has.
Those hands are what have made him who he is all these years.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's had great hands and incredibly quick hands and powerful hands, and they just don't seem to be turning on the ball the same way.
Exactly. And it's because he's not getting that front foot down. Everything's late.
Were you surprised that Rosario beat that ball last night?
I tell you what, when he hit it, I thought there was a chance. And then when Trey Turner let go of the ball, it looked like the ball was going to beat Rosario. I mean, you see this play over and over every game, and you have a pretty good sense of when they can beat something out or not. And it looked like halfway there when the ball was in the air that he was going to be out. And then all of a sudden, this guy turned on the afterburners, and it was unbelievable. He literally outran the ball.
He did. He was fast. It was unbelievable. It really.
I think they had him clocked him at 30 miles per hour.
And that was an enormous home run by Alonso last night. You needed that home run in the worst way to solidify to get that second win in a row, and that was a big home run.
We've needed a lot of Alonso's homer, and we needed a guy like Alonso. I mean, this guy,
what a thought.
He brings passion,
yep.
He brings power, he brings baseball savviness, he's a freaking baseball player, and the Mets needed somebody like this.
This is a tough town to lose in. It's a tough town to always be compared with the Yankees in. It's a tough town with the media. How are you handling all this stuff?
I love being the manager of the Mets. We have a great group of guys in this clubhouse. We know we need to perform better. The one thing that I always keep my eye on and the thing I strive for every day is that, yeah, this may be tough in those circumstances, but when we win, this is going to be the greatest place on earth to do it. This winning here with the Mets is going to be better than winning with the Yankees.
Do you
That's
think,
how it's going to be.
Do you think now, when I talked to your general manager the other day, he said, hey, we're staying the course with the people we have. You feel the same way, or do you need help?
You know what? I think we have who we have, and we're going to go out there and play the best baseball we can possibly play. Now, it just shows you in the last 24 hours, we're having to play different guys. Rajah Davis is coming up today, so we're always going to make adjustments when we need to. But, hey, we got to play with the players that are in that clubhouse on every given day, and they got to go out there and bust their butts to win a game, you know, for the fans and for themselves.
That was a big pinch hit home run last night. Davis came up with it was a big home run, not only because you guys need it, but what also why it was a big home run is because he went to school on the fact that he had really stunned the other right-handed hitters with the big curveball, and he was waiting for it. I give him credit. That was a heck of an at-bat by Davis last night.
It really was. You know, we saw the opportunity where they didn't get their lefty up in time, where we were able to put Dom Smith in there before the lefty got ready for Lagares. And then that lined up JD for that righty. And JD prepares every day. He's sitting in front of the frickin' video monitor, understanding what each reliever can do, what each starter can do. So when he gets in there, he's prepared to take the right approach. And like you said, he took the exact right approach, and he hammered one.
Well, he was looking for the curveball, and it was right. He had gotten the other guys on called strikes with the curveball, and he got him, and he hung him the curveball, and he hit it out. And, you know, he deserves a chance to – I don't know if he can play the outfield or not, but he deserves a chance to play because he gives you a little pop.
I totally agree. He's got to be in there. We got to get him in there as much as possible and see what he can do with consistent at-bats.
Where are you going to get, other than your closer, where are you going to get some consistent guys in that bullpen with Lugo gone and without killing your closer?
Yeah, you know what? Because Gesellman's been throwing the ball great, so he's obviously a guy we can lean on. Unfortunately, he was pretty limited last night, so we kind of stayed away from him. But I trust Gesellman. I think we got to give Bashler a shot. He's been throwing the ball well. And Drew Gagneau, they both have been stepping up in their roles. We might need to push them into a greater role and lessen some other guys. That's just part of the game. If you're not getting it done, we got to go a different route.
All right. Been a wild week. Couple wins make it a lot easier than it was a couple of days ago, right? A couple wins changes the whole attitude, doesn't it?
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Mickey, very much.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right. Mickey Callaway, the manager of the New York Mets. And I got to talk to the guys at Casamigos and send Mickey over some tequila because he could use it with the way this team plays sometimes. But you know what? Two wins in a row. Now, they don't have McNeil in the lineup tonight. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. It didn't sound great for tomorrow with the hamstring tweak. That's what it is right now. So a couple of things. Mickey agreed to two, shot one down. Number one, Diaz no longer just a one-inning reliever. Number two, Dom Smith will get a chance to play regularly in the outfield. Number three, Nitto, the catcher for DeGrom, not yet. Not all the time. He is tonight, but not yet. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.